Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Employees are the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers group dental, vision, life, and disability plans designed to protect them. Exceptional service, broad networks, and modern benefits. That's the power of human care.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden campaigned in Wisconsin today, highlighting plans by Microsoft to expand a data center it's building near Milwaukee. Chuck Kernbach of member station WUWM reports Biden continues to try to win blue-collar voters in the battleground state.
The president spoke in the Milwaukee suburb of Sturtevant. He says Microsoft has agreed to expand the size of a nearby data center and will need 2,300 union workers to build it. Rico Edmondson is a member of the Laborers Union and has already been working at the site. He says Microsoft's plan is good news.
That's really good for me. Good for me and my brothers and sisters in all the trades, you know. That's more work. More work means more money, to be honest with you.
Wisconsin Republicans say the jobs announcement is a plus, but accuse the Democratic president of doing too little to reduce inflation. Biden won Wisconsin 4 years ago by about 20,000 votes. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kornbach in Sturtevant, Wisconsin.
The Israeli military says it's reopened a key crossing into Gaza, though according to a United Nations agency, no aid has entered there yet. The aid entry point was closed over the weekend after Hamas rocket attack killed 4 Israeli soldiers nearby. Israeli tank brigade seized the crossing between Gaza and Egypt near the southern city of Rafah early Tuesday. What's been billed as a limited incursion by Israel does not appear to be the full-on assault against Rafah that Israel has threatened. The Republican-controlled House has voted to approve a bill that calls for an unprecedented change to a special set of census numbers. Those numbers help determine how the country elects presidents and members of Congress. But as NPR's Hansi Luong reports, the bill faces major obstacles to becoming a law.
The House voted 206 to 202 along party lines to pass the Equal Representation Act. It's part of a push by Republican lawmakers to use the 2030 census to get a tally of non-U.S. citizens living in the country and then subtracting them from the census count that determines each state's share of House seats and Electoral College votes. The 14th Amendment says that count must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. And Census Bureau research suggests that the proposed citizenship question is likely to produce inaccurate data and discourage many households with Latino or Asian American residents from getting counted in the census. That could lead to communities across the country not getting their fair share of federal funding. Hansi Luong, NPR News, Washington.
Defunct cryptocurrency exchange FTX now says all its customers will be getting money back they are owed. In a court filing today, the company founded by the now disgraced entrepreneur Sam Bankman-Fried says it owes around $11.2 billion to its creditors. FTX is estimated to have between $14.5 and $16.3 billion. Once the third largest cryptocurrency exchange in the world, FTX filed for bankruptcy in 2022. Stocks drifted for a second straight session, the Dow up 172 points. This is NPR. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has announced additional funding to improve security at Jewish day schools amid rising anti-Semitism over the Israel-Hamas war. From Central Florida Public, Daniel Pryor is more.
Governor DeSantis sent $25 million to Florida Jewish day schools in January aimed at improving security on campuses. Now he's approved an additional $20 million for the schools. He says the goal is to protect Jewish students amidst rising anti-Semitism following the Israel-Hamas war and pro-Palestinian protests and encampments.
I've had friends in Florida whose kids or grandkids or other family members do not even feel safe walking these campuses.
Education Secretary Miguel Cardona was on the Hill yesterday, campaigning for more funding for his Office of Civil Rights to help staff more quickly process claims of anti-Semitism on school campuses. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
Researchers have detected what they're calling a thick atmosphere on a rocky planet twice the size of Earth that's located in a nearby solar system. They say the super Earth exoplanet known as 55 Cancri E is wrapped in a blanket of carbon dioxide and carbon monoxide, making it one of the few planets outside our solar system believed to have a thick atmosphere. While it's covered in magma oceans and too hot for life as we know it, scientists say it is a promising sign. The research was published in the journal Nature. Crude oil futures prices moved higher today, oil up 61 cents a barrel to end the session at $78.99 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.